You're watching the number one KSL5 Eyewitness News at 10.
Oh, I'm not taking the sign down. Last night was the first night of peace we've gotten a long time.
A cardboard sign hanging in a tree directed at a boy with developmental disabilities, and the boy's mother isn't happy.
This sign now that we feel is very discriminating towards my son.
The cardboard sign is hanging in a tree in the central Utah town of Nephi.
And it's also being denounced tonight by the Advocates for the Disabled. Sam Penrod has the story.
Deanie and Keith, the boy's family noticed the sign pointed at their home on Wednesday night, and tonight it is still there. That's despite our visit to the neighbors who put it up. And Advocates for the Disabled are outraged, calling it insensitive and in the same category as a racial slur.
You're a good guy.
Yeah, I am a good guy.
Yes, you are.
This is 13-year-old Colton Heaton, who is developmentally delayed. His mother says he is more like a 3-year-old.
He looks normal, but once you start talking to him, you can see that he has these problems and that he is just a loving little guy. He thinks we're all just a great big family.
But now, this cardboard is hanging in their neighbor's tree, spray-painted with the words, "Caution, retards in area." His mother says it's fortunate Colton can't read the words. And as we were filming the sign, we could see the neighbors who put it up were outside. So we approached them for their side of the story.
Why did you put that sign up?
I've been harassed for 6 months. My daughter's been assaulted.
By who?
By the young boy. We got pictures and everything, and they would not press charges because he is handicapped.
The neighbor claims Colton threw a rock at his young daughter, and other neighbors told us they have frequently found Colton wandering onto their property. Still, the Disability Law Center says using offensive words is the wrong way to handle a difficult situation.
People with disabilities are probably the last group for whom we continue to use language that is hurtful and offensive. Instead of being someone who's mentally retarded, you are a person with a developmental disability. And that means that really what we're valuing is the person.
When I was growing up, stuff, people always use that word in front of me and stuff. They always called me retarded.
Someone who knows how hurtful that word can be is Tom Brownlee, who today is an advocate for those with disabilities.
I hate that word. It was very offensive. And I just want them to see that people with disabilities deserve the respect that they are entitled to.
Both Brownlee and Nelson are hoping the community will stand up against any behavior that lessens the role of people with disabilities in society.
Regardless of a cognitive disability that I may have, I'm a person. And people do not deserve to have signs pointed at them, making fun of them, scaring them, harassing them.
We contacted Nephi Police. They are working with the Juab County attorney, who told me tonight he finds it distasteful and derogatory and is researching what legal options may be available since the neighbors still refuse to take the sign down. And the Disability Law Center is planning to meet with local officials to offer sensitivity training there in Nephi.
It's too bad. Thanks,
All right,
Sam.
Thanks, Sam.